First play of the fourth quarter, and Cam Early is stuffed at the line of scrimmage, so gets forward maybe a yard, and it'll be second and six. Handoff again goes to Early. He's met in the backfield this time, and he is going to get fight his way back to the original line of scrimmage, but gets no further, so it'll be third and seven from the seven-yard line. Nice job. First two plays here by this Cougars defense, as they're going to have to take whatever small victories they can get on this night, and if they can get a goal line stand here or near goal line stand, they will take it for sure, as the rain continues to come down on a very dreary night here in Greenfield, and the Cougars' performance not making people feel any better. Hess bobbles the snap, but he recovers, gets around to the left side. He is going to get into the end zone, and that will be a touchdown for the Arabians. A nice job by Hess keeping his composure there. Bobbled the snap, but did not lose focus on where he was or anything of the sort. Instead, he just calmly heads to the left side, and he will take it into the end zone. Makes it 49-0, and the extra point pending. The left-footed Nick Taylor will try to put the Arabians up by a half a hundred. Cougars trying to get a block in as Kevin Rose going after it, but unable to do so, and Taylor's kick is up and good. So 10:46 left in this one. The Pendleton Heights Arabians up big on Greenfield Central. They lead 50-0. As we check some other scores from around the HHC, the scoreboard, of course, brought to you by Miller's Jewelry. At the end of the third quarter, the last score we saw, Newcastle leading Shelbyville 41-12. So that one was close at halftime, but the Newcastle Trojans have broken out a big lead. After three, the Delta leads Yorktown, 41-0. And the numbers continue to be remarkable from Newpel. As you mentioned, Coach Ralph has not lost in the regular season to this point. They lead Mount Vernon 64-0. Charlie Spiegel, 263 yards and six touchdowns so far. Zach Neely's got 95 yards rushing and two touchdowns, which is no small feat himself. So
wow,
a big night again from Newpel as they just continue to spin the scoreboard.
Spiegel is a stud. I mean, the first game, I think he had like 300 yards.
Right, that was the one where they were up 70-0 at halftime.
Yeah, but six touchdowns?
That's incredible. Vance will take this kick. He's across the 30 at 35 to the 40-yard line as he's taken out of bounds. They're going to mark him down at the 39. And a good return on a low kick as Greenfield will again set up shop offensively. They're just trying to get anything going offensively.
Yeah, right now, even if it's like 3 points, anything's going to work for you right now. I mean, they just got to click right now.
I'd take a couple of first downs. It was the offense in the first half, very conservative, and you can understand that with the weather conditions. In the second half, they just haven't had a chance to get anything going. Zero first downs so far in this second half. So it'll be two receivers to each side. Snigger will take the snap. He hands to Hauser. Hauser across the 40 to the 45. He cuts to the outside. He's to the 50. To the 45. He stays on his feet. To the 40. Down to the 35-yard line. And a nice bit of running there by Emmett Hauser. 26 yards. That'll be a first down. And ask and ye shall receive. I should have asked for the first down a while ago.
Yeah. We've said this all season. When Emmett Hauser gets the opportunity to run, he makes the most of it.
Right. And we certainly have talked quite a bit about Spencer Johnson, and deservedly so throughout the season, but in the open field, Emmett Hauser really can shine. He has some excellent moves, and one-on-one, very difficult to take down. Snoeger again will give to Hauser. This time he's met in the backfield. He was having to make a cut before he even got to his blockers. And because of that, that will be a two-yard loss, second and 12 from the 37.
Yeah, Pendleton read it better, read that play better that time.
nurture it through.
So Sluniger will set up. It'll be second and 12 and a long opportunity here. A three receivers to his right, one to his left.
Takes care of the circle.
He looks immediately to his right. He's looking for Lance McKee, but he overthrows him. And perhaps some of the inexperience from Sluniger's side here. You're down by 50. It's a matter of you've just got to make the easy completions easy.
Yeah.
He tried to, I think, lead McKee to a place, kind of throw that to the perfect spot, and the game's hard enough. You can't make it harder, right?
Yeah, I mean, they gotta do something. Even if it's like a 2-yard pass, you just gotta get something going.
Get some positive momentum. So third and 13. Three receivers to the right. Sluniger takes the snap. He is gonna be flushed out of the pocket. He is gonna try to run and gets back to about the line of scrimmage. We'll give him a yard on that one. And with that, it'll be fourth and... No, actually, they do mark him down at the 40-yard line, so he loses one. Fourth and 15 from the 40. And assume that Greenfield Central will stay in. So they get one run on this drive. They got a good kickoff return, got the ball back to about the 40-yard line. Mm-hmm. And then Emmett Hauser takes the ball down to 35, but they've stalled out a bit there. Sets up fourth and 15. This time, three receivers come to the left side, one to the right.
Quickly runs over here.
Sluniger will look left. He is looking down the middle of the field deep, unable to find his man. It is intercepted at the 10-yard line.
Hankel.
Now that number 11 for the Arabians has the ball back to the 40, and I was going to say immediately, that was Christian Jones for the Arabians. Don't want to make that interception because you cost yourself field position in a game, and this game doesn't matter so much, but it did matter on that return as he was able to still return the ball 30 yards, got the ball back to the 49-yard line, and they still gain a little bit, essentially on an arm punt from Garrett Sluniger.
Yeah. Man, Greenfield's just struggling. It's just a rough, it's one of those nights, like I said, it's just a rough night for Greenfield.
Right. Nothing has gone right, and in addition to that, Pendleton Heights has been able to take advantage of every opportunity.
Yeah.
Again, we're starting to see some more backups from the Pendleton Heights side. That is Jack Elijah, the backup running back. He takes the handoff, gets to about the 45-yard line, so that'll be about a 4-yard gain, sets up second and 6 for the Arabians.
First tackle.
And with the backup quarterback and the backups across the board from this Pendleton Heights squad, you're probably going to see the speed of the offense just slow down a little bit. But two receivers to the right, one to the left. Handoff again goes to Elijah. He's across the 40 to the 35 and running hard, taken down at the 34-yard line. A solid run there. That'll be 11 yards and enough for a first down. And Pendleton Heights just continues to march offensively. This Greenfield defense, we kind of gave everything they had in that first quarter and in the first part of the second quarter, and really you can just see they're spent out there defensively. So Elijah, no, the handoff stays with Hess. He fakes the handoff, will keep the ball, and is taken down at the 30-yard line. Solid run there, but enough for a 3-yard gain. And the Arabians will continue to march offensively.
And Shelby Bell will put Jim Clark on the field.
Wide receiver shuttling play calls in as Clay Britt comes in with the play call on this one. Kirby Hess will take the snap in a shotgun. He's got Elijah to his left, hands to Elijah. Cross the 30, taken down at the 28-yard line. And that will be enough for a first down. So third and 6. Now, for the Arabians, as the clock ticks under 6 minutes 40 seconds.
I think Greenfield's really just praying for that clock to just slow down.
It can't run fast enough at this point if you're Greenfield. So they set on the scoreboard, shows 3rd and 5. Two receivers split out left. Hess will take a shotgun snap. Hands to Elijah. Elijah crossed the 25-yard line. He gets taken down by an arm tackle there, short of the first down marker. So sets up 4th and 1 for the Arabians. It'll be a long one, and we'll see what play call they come up with. Assume they're going to keep the ball in the ground, but they've been pretty consistent with that. But we'll see what options they decide to utilize here. When you're up 50 to nothing, pretty much all the offensive options look pretty good to you. So 4th and 2, two receivers again to the left. Hess will call his own number. He is chased out of the backfield. He's going to be taken down at the 28-yard line. A good job by the Cougars defensively as they pursue well. That will be a turnover on downs, and Greenfield Central will take over 1st and 10 at the 28-yard line. And we'll see who goes out for the Cougars. One thing I've been impressed with, and because, you know, you're looking at a freshman quarterback, and we talked about this a little bit last week when the game got out of hand, it's really easy to, you know, tell Garrick Slinniger, all right, take a couple series off. There's no reason for you to keep getting beaten and battered out there. But he has not taken a play off, and I think that speaks well to what they want out of him. And it speaks well to a lot of the reason why the players have responded fairly well to his leadership.
Mm-hmm.
When you've got a freshman quarterback, that can be a tricky balance.
Yeah.
You know, are the older players on the team going to take that as seriously? And I think that his willingness to stay in every game, even as it's, you know, gone well out of hand, even past the point of where reasonable minds can certainly differ as to, you know, do you even want him out there? But the fact that he has stayed out there, I think, speaks well of what they can expect from him. And again, we've talked about this is a young team. You're going to see this team grow. Better days are certainly ahead.
Yeah.
Handoff goes to McKee, takes the jet sweep, and he is across the 30 to the 35 to the 40-yard line, and finally taken down at the 44-yard line. So, worst running back statistically no more, as he picks up 22 yards. That will get him out of the bucket that he had put himself in the first three games. Finally, you see what that jet sweep's supposed to look like. A couple of guys pulling in front of him, and when it's not blown up at the line of scrimmage, you've got some options. So, with that, 5 minutes left in the game, 50 to nothing, first down for the Cougars. Handoff goes to Vance. He gets across the 45. He will pick up maybe 3 and is taken down inbounds, which is all important at this point because the clock continues to run.
I wrestled on my high school team for Jason Garcia.
And I should say, not only Slinniger staying in the game, but you're still seeing all the starters on offense from the Greenfield side. So again, nobody's taking plays off. Nobody's taking the rest of the night unless they are forced out by injury. Handoff goes to number 10. That's Logan Sassinas again. He gets up to about the 46-yard line. Would be enough for a first down, but there's a flag on the play, so we will see what they call. Personal foul, face mask penalty against Pendleton Heights. So at the end of that first down run, they will tack 15 more on, and for the first time tonight, the Cougars string together a couple of first downs.
And I want to add on to what you're saying, you know, about the starters being out there. I think a lot of it is, like we've talked about, you know, they're so young. young. A majority of their offense is freshmen and sophomores.
Right.
I think a good part of the reason why they are out there is to get them experience. Like, you know, you're down 50. I mean, you have to play hard through the whole game, and it's to get this kind of experience because I'll let you finish your play.
Screen pass goes to Lance McKee. Takes it up about 6 yards, but as much as they need reps, it doesn't matter whether it's 50 to nothing or it's, you know, 27 to nothing in the first quarter. They need play reps.
Yeah, and if you think about it this way, say those were juniors and seniors, those freshmen and sophomores that are starting would be the people that would come
in.
So
that's really, really
no
point.
There's really no point to take them out when they do need that experience.
Right, absolutely. So two receivers to the right, one to the left. Handoff will go to Hauser. He busts up the middle. He slips at the 20-yard line, tries to get himself back up. But in high school, once your knee comes down, you are down. That was enough for a first down. And I don't know if he really would have had a chance at much more, but
yeah.
he's gonna be seeing all those extra yards that he thinks he could have gotten tonight.
Yeah.
3:50 left in the game. Cougars trail this one 50 to nothing, but on the march offensively for the first time tonight. Handoff goes to McKee. He's going to get past the line of scrimmage, up past the 20, and taken down after about a 2-yard gain. We'll set up 2nd and 8 for the Cougars.
See, if Greenfield can plug this all game,
right.
You know, I mean, they're really driving down the field right now, and their offenses look very, very good this drive. If they could play like that the whole game instead of one series,
right.
It'd be a competitive ball game throughout, you know, any game they've played.
And as much as anything, they've got to just avoid those death quarters where, you know, they're offensively, they just get nothing, and it leaves the defense out exposed for way too long.
Yeah.
The handoff this time sniffed out by Pendleton Heights and will be taken down in the backfield. Clock ticks under 2:40 left. It will set up 3rd and 11 for the Cougars from the 21-yard line. So imagine they're probably going to have to pass, but given the game situation and the circumstances, we assume probably 4-down territory anyway, so you don't have to get all 11 yards here on the 3rd down play. Two receivers split well out to the right, one to the left. Man comes in motion. That's Vance. Slinerger's going to look across the middle. He's got Vance at the 8-yard line. Vance takes a big hit, but hangs on to the ball. That'll be enough for a first down. And nice job catching that one from Jacob Vance. First and goal for the Cougars as the clock will stop momentarily. 2 minutes left.
Yeah, that was a great catch. I mean,
and we
see he got hit.
Marching back, did they not? Oh, we get a holding penalty. That's going to negate a great catch. So, unfortunately for the Cougars, emblematic of what we've seen pretty much all night, for every one thing they do, that goes right, they have some bigger play that goes wrong. A holding negates a big first down late in this one. And instead of 1st and 10 from the 10, it'll be 3rd and 20 from the 35-yard line. All that being said, a nice pitch and catch. That was one. We've seen Slinger probably stare down his options a little bit, but we knew where he was going with that ball pretty much as soon as Vance came in motion. Screen pass to Hauser. Hauser's got some blockers in front of him to the 25, to the 20, 15, 10, and is taken out of bounds. A nice pitch and catch there. That is enough for a first down, it looks like. We will see exactly as trying to get the mark on that one. And there is a flag on the play.
I think it was holding.
Another holding. Yep. And so, unfortunately, another first down pass.
Man.
That was one of those screen passes. Again, we've talked, you're not a fan of that, but that was perfectly executed.
Yeah.
And Pendleton Knights bought into it fully.
Man. They,
a couple of guys that had a free run on Slinger, he held on to it long enough, got the ball to Hauser, but The holding penalty moves the ball back. And so it is now third and
long.
Third and I don't know if long just adequately encapsulates what we're looking at. Third and 39. Now, in my other, in my day job, I'm an accountant. I'm not sure I can count how many yards that. Yeah, third and 39 from the 49-yard line.
Third and really deep.
Yeah. So, Whitaker is going to face some pressure. He is going to scramble. He's going to get back to the line of scrimmage and no further. So, third and 39 turns into fourth and 39. The clock ticks under 1 minute left. Whitaker will come back to the sideline. Again, we talked about getting game reps. I'm not sure there's a lot to gain from this, but not a lot to lose either if you're Greenfield. You're going to have a fourth and 25. It's essentially, it's going to be a Hail Mary. Might as well get the practice for that as well.
Yeah, I mean, you might as well, like you said, perfect way to put it, might as well get practice for it. I mean, at some point in the future, they're going to need to do this play, so might as well practice it right now.
So, Slinniger takes the snap in a pistol formation. He drops back. He is looking deep, throws high up in the air. It is going to be picked off at the 30, as that is number 81 for the Arabians, Clay Britt. He is going to get up to about midfield.
About where Slinniger threw it.
Finally taken down again. No real... at the end of the night, Slinniger is going to have two interceptions. They're essentially arm punts on fourth down, though, as he was throwing deep. But that one's going to end the possession and pretty much end the night. 17 seconds left. I assume the Arabians will go ahead and go into victory formation here. And as we are coming up on the end of the game, I want to remind you, we will have the post-game show brought to you by K&Egg Equipment. So hang with us. We will give you a solid game summary. And the game comes to its conclusion there as the backup quarterback takes the snap, takes a knee, and that will do it. So the clock ticks down to zero. The players will meet at midfield. And not a great homecoming for Greenfield Central. Things could have gone better. They lose tonight 50-0. We will be here for you on the post-game show. We will tell you how it got to 50-0 and have our thoughts set up what we're going to see for next week and for the weeks ahead. As you are listening to Cougar Football, they lose tonight 50-0. You're listening to Cougar Football on Giant FM.